Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality, and it is time to get real. It's time to get real and honest. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and today's show is going to be so exciting. But before I go on with that, let me just give you a little bit of information. What the hell is Reality Spirituality? You must be asking yourself that if you're a new listener. Well, I'm glad you asked, because Reality Spirituality is a show that dissects our everyday life experiences to discover, to find out why we are not as happy as we could be. Happiness is a choice, and in every waking moment, you and I make a choice. And we make a choice about how to respond to any situation, any circumstance, any person in our lives. This show teaches us and shares with you secrets, strategies, tools, behaviors, different perspectives that you can use to add to your happiness. And our Saturday series, you know, we have guests from all over the world, and today we are so fortunate to have Randall Fountain. Now, Who's Randall Fountain? Let me tell you something. There are no mistakes in this universe. And Randall contacted me via Facebook, and he shared with me that his purpose, his vision, his goals is to share with the world his music, and with his music to teach, to let us know how to be connected to spirit, to give us ways to even get deeper and deeper and deeper within and just discover who we are through music. And I love that. I fell in love with this man even before I met him. He is an artist. And what Randall says is, we all have the ability to access our inner power through the present, and ultimately to transform our lives into a peaceful existence. And that's what we talk about on Reality Spirituality. Randall, welcome to the show.
Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Now, can you share with the audience your beginning? What led you on this path? What started you, or what was your, how did this journey begin to find and seek your inner power?
Well, when I was younger, my parents, they introduced me to like some healing methods and the secret law of attraction. And at the time, I had no interest in it. And I said, yeah, okay. And about the time I got out of high school, I started looking a little deeper in life. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I just went to college and did what my best friend was doing. So I was just trying to make an ends to this. And about that same time, my friend Victor Paz called me, and he asked if I wanted to do music with him, and I was like, wow, you know, I saw him as a big person in high school, and I kind of wanted to be like him. I said, this is a great opportunity, I'm going to take it. And I went over to his house every night, pretty much, and the more I started going over there, the more we started talking deeper about life, God, spiritual stuff, and we started going deeper, and this would be a good time to show all the traction, just to be really passionate about it. And when I did, he was full of energy, and he felt like he could fly, and I said, this is great. So after that, this is what I wanted to be. This is my journey. And so I started researching more about success, more about spirituality, and just try to find the wonders in the world, because I knew there's a lot more out there that our society kind of tries to keep from us sometimes. So that's pretty much my beginning.
I love that. I love that. So you're saying that when your parents introduced you to the movie The Secret, which was really, really big a few years ago, you watched the movie and you were not interested at all?
I did have an interest in it. It's just I didn't see it clearly enough, I would say.
Okay.
I was still young at that age. And yeah.
Well, when you say young, you were a teenager then? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. The interesting thing about the universe and how the universe works is it really shows us when our time is. My time wasn't until my 40s, believe it or not. Yeah, so you cannot rush this. You cannot rush any of what happens to you, and everything that happens to you happens at a perfect time. I love, love, love your story. So when you're talking about your friend, when you, his name is what, Victor Paz. And audience, you can also go to the episode information and you can get more. You can listen to Randall's music and you can also get more information on Randall. And I felt such a connection with this young man that I had to invite him on the show. Now, I want to ask you, what did you learn about yourself, and what did you learn about spirituality, and how did it affect you, and how is it continuing to affect you? What did you learn mostly about yourself?
About myself, that I felt that I wanted to really help people go out and try to first transform myself within. And once I do that and get to a stage, I can help other people too and see their true power inside without having to get angry in the moment, having to try to look always into the future and just actually accept the moment now and be grateful for what you have.
Oh my God, yeah. I love that. Keep going. I love that. That's what this show is about. I love it.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad. It's how in this present moment that you kind of got to look what you have right now and accept the way you are. Because if you don't, if you're trying to always look towards the future, it's causing resistance in your body and you're not accepting what's happening. So the world and the universe is going to work the way you work. You're inside your body. So if you're resisting and you're always looking forward in the future, that's kind of being trapped in your mind and you're not being connected to your being, I would say. And that's causing resistance in your body. And that will kind of block the channels in a way where you don't receive as much. But when you kind of open yourself up and you just kind of surrender to the moment and accept things as is, you actually open up new connections, open up opportunities. You see the world in a much clearer way. And then you aren't just always getting frustrated as you're working towards your goals. You're actually having fun while you're working towards your goals instead.
Okay.
That's right, kind of.
I usually don't do this, but how old are you?
20.
Oh, Jesus. Do you hear this, audience? Do you hear this? At 20 years old, I had none of the wisdom this young man has. 20 years old? Jesus. Oh, my God. I'm so impressed. You know what's interesting? Let me share something with the audience, and this is just for my new listeners. Randall is right. We are all energy. Your energy, I'm energy, everything around us, everything surrounding us, the universe, everything is made up of energy. And with that energy, energy can be measured, and it's measured by our vibration. So with our vibration, whatever you're vibrating at is what you are going to attract. I like to use the example of the radio, and you can turn your radio station to anyone you want. If you want to listen to country, if you want to listen to pop, if you want to listen to rap, if you want to listen to classical, you tune your station to whatever dial you want. And whatever dial you tune it to is what you're going to be attracting. Same with us, just like Randall said. We are energy, and when you resist, meaning when you push against, or you don't accept the moment, basically you're pushing against and not accepting this wonderful thing called life. And just like Randall said, the future doesn't exist. We only have this present moment. The past doesn't exist. It's already happened. We only have this present moment. I want to ask you, Randall, thank you for sharing that, because you're right on. And I want to ask you, are there any challenges that you have personally? Because this show is about being really honest with ourselves. And are there any moments that you have throughout the day? I know I do, that challenge you to go outside your present moment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've experienced them every day, and a major one is kind of getting out of the present moment, and I just kind of have to keep reminding myself to go back into it. And a couple exercises I do is the breathing exercise, just kind of your conscious breath, and just notice how your breath goes in and out, and that automatically puts you in the present. Or say when I catch myself thinking again, I just kind of watch the thinker, as Eckhart Tolle would say. And when you watch how you think and you watch how the thoughts arise, you actually become present by doing that. And also, in some ways, through the body. And when you have type of pain come in, or frustration or anger, if you become aware of that and you watch it, that's automatically putting presence in you. You become present, and you notice how you're feeling. And when you notice how you're feeling, it kind of, this peace kind of comes through you. And those pain bodies, like Eckhart Tolle would say, kind of diminishes a little bit. And the more you practice, the more you go inside of yourself, and the more you get connected to being. So, and challenges right now, it's through probably, I would say, getting my music done, and trying to find the words that I don't want to put out. I usually have trouble, and I spend every day working on music, and sometimes I have a little trouble and get my thoughts get carried away, and I just kind of have to bring myself back to the present moment, I would say.
Oh, my goodness. 20 years old? I have to card this kid. There's no way you're only 22 years with all this wisdom. No way.
Well, I'm almost 21, but still.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, that explains it all. You're almost 21. Oh, my goodness. You touched on so many important topics. The present moment, Eckhart Tolle. And Eckhart Tolle is going to be a guest on the show. We're booking him now, but he is definitely going to be on the show. More information coming. But one of the things I want to share with you and with your audience and with my audience is that this being in the moment, practicing, breathing, and being aware, there's a lot of steps and stages that you experience, just like Randall said, the breathing. When you start breathing and you breathe in and breathe out, you automatically bring yourself to the present moment. The other thing is, there is nothing wrong with being out of the present moment. In other words, while you were practicing and while we are developing our skill, because I really do believe that being happy and staying in the moment is a skill that we all have, that we all can develop. It's just like, Randall, you with your music. You didn't wake up just learning how to play, and you practice. And it's the same thing with being in the present moment, and it's the same it's the same concept. It's just practicing, and be patient with yourself, and just love the experience of going in and going out and going in and going out. But the more you practice, the more the skill develops. The skill of living in the present moment develops. What do you think, Randall?
I think you're exactly right. I mean, I couldn't have said it any better. You're exactly right how you can't get mad if you catch yourself getting out of the present moment. You just kind of have to accept it and know that through this practice, you're going to get better. And, yeah, just keep practicing. And if you do catch yourself, don't worry. Just accept it. And when you accept, peace comes through you and start to notice more of a consciousness. And you start to look around. You start to become aware and you start to hear sounds you don't usually hear. You start to hear the birds. You start to see the trees in a different way. You look up in space and awe at nights when you see the stars. You don't really see the stars as objects. You see that it has depth to it, and you see the space around it too. And the being, it's kind of hard to explain to people, because it's, when you're explaining it, you're automatically trying to comprehend it through the mind, but it's usually beyond the mind. It's like, as Eckhart Tolle said in his book, there's two fish in the sea, and one the spiritual teacher, and trying to teach other fish about water. Other fish is saying, what water? And that's kind of like what essence is, what being is. It's something you kind of have to experience for yourself.
My mouth is wide open here, because you said you're almost 21 and I'm still, bumping my head with my hand like no friggin' way. Wow, what a great way to explain it. And again, you're right, because we all are so different. I say we are as different as our fingerprints, and we all have this ability. And it's up to the individual. It's up to the individual to want, number one, is make the commitment and want to discover and want to find and want to seek. The other thing that you said was so important is just being in the moment, and there is no explanation. There are no words for this feeling. There are no words for this awareness, for this living like this. It's almost like we are limited in our explanation. But when you, my dear listeners, want and commit yourselves to feeling and being and growing and expanding, you will actually find it. Nothing that I am going to say will change you, but you as a listener, as my audience, have the ability to discover this power, just like Randall discovered it at 21 years old. Randall, what do you play? What instrument do you play, and do you sing? And give us a little bit of background about your music.
Me and my friend, we started out trying to produce music. We had a couple programs and had a couple of drum pads, and we tried producing music on that. That took a while, and my kind of purpose inside it felt like was to spread inspiration through words and lyrics. So I started singing, and then I started rapping, and I'm still doing that currently. But eventually I'm still practicing on my singing voice, which has taken a lot of time, but I keep practicing with that, and hopefully in the future I'll be able to do more singing, also a little bit more rapping too. But I'm just, right now it's pretty much just singing and rapping and practicing on that flow to get it where, and the words also, so I can connect with people in a deeper way.
Oh my goodness. Guess what, Randall? Guess what?
Yes. What?
I love rap.
Really?
Yeah,
that is awesome.
Yeah. I love you. You're not going to believe who my favorite is. In fact, you're not going to believe it. So you're aware of. You know the rap.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe who my favorite rapper is. You're just not going to believe it. It's Lil Wayne.
Really? I did not know that. I wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, exactly. And no one really does believe it. And the reason why, one thing I love about Lil Wayne is, or I should say Toon She, is, he is so, first of all, he's really, really smart. He's a smart, smart, smart person. Mm-hmm. And years ago, rap was, it was so offensive. But the interesting thing mm-hmm. about my journey is, and this is for my audience too, you never take anything personally. When you don't take the lyrics personally and you just allow people to express who they are, you can enjoy the creativeness. And
Lil Wayne, I love that.
Yeah, yeah. And Lil Wayne is my favorite. There's some other ones, but I have to say he's fave. Drake is okay. I mean, I like him, but Wayne is beyond all of the other, in my opinion, is beyond, only because of he's so smart. And he was an honor student in high school too. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah, he's very, very bright. And he's talking about his life, and that's my favorite. Don't tell anybody though, Randall. Please don't tell anyone, because no one gets it.
No one gets it, huh?
No, I
can agree in a way though, because he can see that he has his, he's kind of in peace within. He has a smile and he just does his music with so passionately, and he doesn't care what other people think, you know. And another good rapper that I've been listening to lately is Macklemore. I just listened to his album, The Heist, and the way,
Thrift,
10,000 Hours.
Thrift Shot.
Yeah. 10,000 Hours is probably one of my favorite ones, his songs, and he talks mm-hmm. about 10,000 Hours. I think you've heard of it before, where some people say it takes 10,000 hours to perfect something.
Okay.
Yeah. And he talks about that, and he's, throughout his life and his past life, he's been through drugs and stuff, and he's actually come up clean, and he kind of had another downfall, and then he come up clean again, and then his song, The Other Side, which talks kind of like an awareness of the cough syrup epidemic that's going on, where people are taking it to get a certain high. Well, I think that's where he became famous, through that song, and it's a really good song too. But in 10,000 Hours, I think one of his lyrics was, the greats weren't great because they could paint at birth. The greats were great because they could paint a lot. And that goes to show that you aren't just born with talent. You just got to practice and have dedication and patience, like you said. It's probably one of the most important things, because when you're patient, you accept, you're living in the moment, and you'll get closer to your goal. It's like you've already almost achieved it because you're just having fun with it.
Oh, my goodness. That's perfect. And I teach on this show. Patience. Patience is being impatient. We were conditioned to be impatient. You know, hey, you send me an email, I expect a response. A text, respond back. Instagram chat right now. I want to hear from you right now. And this impatience thing is being patient is very, very powerful, because the universe and the way the universe was formed. What, how many billions of years ago? 500 billion years ago? And that's patience. That's a lot of patience. And when you are patient, you just get back to who you were meant to be. And it is a very patient being. And with when you're impatient, you actually subtract from your happiness. Patience is very, very important.
Very.
And what I want to say too, with your when you're talking about your music, I love your how you have accepted and acknowledged, and you're relaxed with where you're going. And let me tell you something, Randall. You were chosen. You have been chosen, and you have been chosen to share your gifts and share your wisdom. And I want to say, knowing that, and when you know that and trust that, all you have to do is live in the moment and be inspired by the moment. You don't have to worry about how it's going to happen. You don't have to worry, not worry, but you don't have to wonder about how it's going to happen. You don't worry or wonder when it's going to happen. All you do is enjoy the moment, be you, have fun, be inspired, and let's just live this life. Seriously, there is nothing you have to do. But no, I'm telling you right now, because I could feel you. I could feel you the first time you sent the email. You are chosen to this. And let me say this. You won't even know how you're going to spread all this information around the world, but you will.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. It means a lot to me.
It's true. Is there anything you want to share with my audience? Because, gee, I can't believe it's only 3 more minutes left in the show. How can they contact you? How can they find you? How can they listen to your music?
Sure. Just pretty much type my name, Randall Fountain, and you can type it in Facebook. I even have an inspirational blog on Tumblr. I've been doing that quite a bit. And you can find me on Tumblr. You can find me on Google+. And I'm pretty sure I'm really the only Randall Fountain around. And if you just type my name in, you'll find me there.
What instruments do you play, or are you just the singer rapper?
Just singer and rapper.
I
want to play the piano and guitar at some point though.
It's interesting. My son, who is 28 years old, he taught himself how to play the guitar, and he's been playing, because I guess you can get a lot of information online where you can just learn how to play the guitar by yourself, and that's what he's done. But did you like the song in the beginning of the show?
Oh yes.
That was my son. That's his whole
what?
Creation. Yeah, his whole creation for reality spirituality. He did the lyrics, the music, and the singing, and that was him.
Okay, that's neat.
Yeah.
I thought that was some professional. Like, that's really good. Sounded professional.
Well, it was professional. I think he put all that together in his room.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you
amazing.
So much for being on the show today, Randall. I want to thank you. And audience,
thank you, Rebecca.
This is not the last we've heard of Randall Fountain. We are going to stay in contact. And I want to say that if you want to contact me, you can email me at info@rebeccanorrington.com. And if you want any more information on my coaching programs that I offer, you can visit my website at www.rebeccanorrington.com. And you can just go to the private sessions tab. But remember, everyone, until next time, one of your greatest gifts from the universe is your ability to choose. In any given situation, in any circumstance, or in any relationship, you and you alone can choose how you want to react and how you want to feel. And now that you know how powerful you really are, you can begin choosing how you're going to spend the rest of these precious moments of your life. Happiness is a choice. And you've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Until tomorrow morning, I'll talk to you then. Goodbye, audience. Thank you so much, Randall Fountain.
Thank you, Rebecca. Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Yeah.